United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club. What am I supposed to do? Well, the government seems to be cheating, selling us to the enemy. And those who're supposed to be preaching are no.
Well, The show that stimulates your mind on the issues of the day. Call the show at 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
About tonight is this America, sweet America, lift our black gold refined, to our success. Nobleness and every day divine. And you know, when I was a little boy, I remember we always sang these words. Oh, beautiful.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. It is 8 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 24th of July, 2014. Today's Thursday. Hope you're having a good day today. Hey, we're going to have a great show today, and it's going to be a little different than we normally have because I've got some guests that are going to be calling in, and we're going to be talking about politics, media, and eschatology. And when I say that, I'll give you a little breakdown of what's going on. Let me start with politics. Rice Priebus is going to be speaking at the Urban League, National Urban League Conference today. He's actually speaking probably right about now down in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he is going to be he's giving the opening address. And so I have some people that are going to come in. We're going to talk about what the Republicans are trying to do, trying and reaching out to the African-American community and what it means. And we'll be able to have a discussion about that for about 40 minutes. And then at 10 o'clock, so that you know, we're going to be talking about, there's something called Black Jesus. It is a sitcom that's going to be airing on the Cartoon Network during their segment called Adult Swim. And I think it's blasphemous. I think that it is disrespectful. And we're going to talk about that in detail. And I have a friend of mine, her name is Minister Haith Johnson out of Detroit. She's going to come on with me. There is a boycott for Adult Swim, their advertisers, and there is a petition that you can sign online and on Facebook. So we will be doing that from 10 until 11. And then at 11 o'clock, Gwen Morton, who is a good friend of mine out of Atlanta, she's going to come on, and we're going to be talking about eschatology, end times, and tying it into the now. There's a lot going on across the country, and I know everyone that listens to us is not a Christian. I understand that. And you don't have to be. You don't have to be a Christian, but illumination brings upon a great, great enlightenment. And so you need to hear even if you don't agree, because we are in a time right now, and those of us who are born-again, evangelical, believers in Jesus Christ, we believe that the time clock actually went into motion with Israel becoming a statehood in 1948. With that said, things that are going on right now, the four blood moons that are happening in this upcoming year, we've had two already, we've got two more to go, on the Hebraic calendar, it is all a sign of things to come, things that are here and things that are in the future. And so we'll be talking about that. It will not be a show as usual because we will not be ranting and raving. I won't be taking a whole lot of crazy calls because I want you to hear exactly what we're saying about a lot of things. And I want people to get a great understanding that, you know, you don't have to agree. You just have to know. And once you know, then you can make your own decisions on what you're going to listen to, what you're going to adhere to, and what you're going to throw out. But you can't say that, well, I wish I had known, because, you know, we're going to do our best to make sure that you know. Write this number down. The number is 347-945-5229. You know, I will try to bring some calls in so they can ask some questions, but it won't be the Chamring Barbershop, Beauty Shop, Coffee Shop dialogue that we have on an ongoing basis, because we're going to make sure that the information pretty much gets out to everyone and they get a good understanding. I've got Clarence Mingo on the line with me. He is the auditor, Franklin County auditor, he is going to be talking with us about what's going on down in Cincinnati. Good morning, Clarence. How are you?
Hey, Tracy, I'm quite well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from you.
Hey, thanks for taking time to let me chat with you this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Are you in Cincinnati?
I am not, Tracy. I hope to head down later on this afternoon and really participate in what should be a great occasion for the National Urban League, certainly for the city of Cincinnati and for the state of Ohio.
So tell me, what are Republicans trying to do? Because I try to tell them that they don't listen to me, so maybe they'll hear you. What are Republicans trying to do showing up down at the Urban League? I mean, what's up with that?
You know what? I think, Tracy, the message is that not only are we interested in having a seat at the table, but we are bringing our own meal to this dinner. We are interested in demonstrating to the National Urban League and all of the participants at this convention that Republicans have a perspective that is helpful for African Americans. And at this point, we want to make sure that that perspective is well understood and that the benefits to be derived from that perspective should be embraced. So we are bringing our message to the table, and we want it to be understood.
What is the message that is helpful to the African Americans? I mean, that's a mouthful.
Yeah. Here's the message. Republicans have policies that are helpful. Republicans absolutely have policies that are helpful to African Americans. Those policies merely need to be looked at. They need to be looked at and understood. As it is, there is this bent against Republican perspectives on any number of issues, and that bent, more often than not, is more detrimental to African Americans than it is helpful. Education is the key. Education on every level is the key for our community, and the key is also applicable to politics. We need to understand what both of these parties represent. African Americans generally have an idea of what the Democratic Party represents, but they don't fully understand what the Republican Party represents, and there are benefits to be derived from what Republicans can offer our community.
Can you elaborate on some of those benefits?
Absolutely. Well, I am a firm believer, having looked at the economic policies of Democrats versus those of Republicans, that the Republicans' motif for economic success for Americans, particularly African Americans, is infinitely better than what the Democrats are offering. We can look at a very simple example of tax cuts for small businesses. Now, any small business owner, whether you are an African American or otherwise, knows that taxes, particularly at the federal level, is the number one issue that makes small business stagnant. Republicans, we saw this in 2012, I'm sure we'll see it in 2016, rolled out a host of issues that would alleviate some of the tax burden on small businesses throughout the country. We did that in Ohio. Governor Kasich has passed three or four major tax-related incentives that are good for small businesses, and the result is that we've seen more growth in small businesses. We've seen current small businesses be able to operate long-term without the crushing burden of state taxes, and hopefully that will trickle over to the federal level. So the policies are good for African Americans and other constituencies. They only need to be studied and understood.
And you know, I agree with you, and you know that. But, you know, when I talk to people, I'm not quite sure they understand that when small business has a tax cut, they go out and hire, and they hire people of color.
Well, Tracy, that, I think, speaks to my point. people need to very carefully get past the talking points, discard the slate cards, exercise due diligence, and really look at the effect of the policies being proffered by both parties. And I'll tell you, there are some policies in which Democrats excel Republicans, but if you look very carefully at these, the philosophies and policies of both parties, I think African Americans will find far more in common with Republicans than with Democrats. Listen, one great example of this is just the idea that the individual is best suited to dictate the terms and success of his life or his government. Republicans have long since said if we can empower individuals to succeed by way of business, if we can avail the opportunities and let those opportunities be sought by those who are interested in succeeding in life, things will go well. Conversely, we have on the other side programs by and large sponsored by the government that are designed to artificially enhance the lives of Americans. Great concept in desperate times, but that is not the way growth and opportunity is reached by populations in the country. This country was built by individuals being willing and daring enough to do great things, and Republicans have always supported that concept, and African Americans have always supported that concept. We are a people who, by way of our personal effort, by way of our personal hard work on an individual level, have succeeded in this country against great odds. That lines up perfectly with the Republican philosophy is for life in this country.
Why has that not gotten out before? I mean, you know, both you and I have been Republicans for quite some time.
Yeah.
And it seems like it goes on deaf ears, or when you say it, if this is not a newfound, they're not changing who they are to go out and reach African Americans. They're just going to tell it now.
Yeah, well, you and I have had this conversation, Tracy. We are both lovers of our Republican brethren, and we firmly support what the party stands for. But we also have to acknowledge that the Republicans have made some missteps over the last, we'll call it 6 years in particular. Some of these things should have been avoided. Maybe there were comments in the media. Maybe there were policies that weren't sensitive to the African-American community. In some districts, it may have been a wholesale overlooking of the African-American population for campaign purposes. And these things have stuck with African-Americans. We also have Democrats who routinely make the case that Republicans don't care about African-Americans. And if you put all that together, you have a very strong block to the African-American mind where Republican things and issues are concerned. You and I have to continue to be front runners and torchbearers on this issue, and our goal can't be to persuade people to become Republicans, but rather to have people look very carefully at the policies and decide for themselves which policies are better for their lives. And I think where African Americans are concerned, they will yield by and large on many issues to the Republican side of things.
Private caller, your mic is on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's early for me, and I happen to have called on the show that it's going to be civility and peace and not the way it gets
No, Brown, just do me a favor. Stay right now. We're right on Republican politics. Stay right
I'll
there.
Stay on
and
the
then
subject. I'll stay on the subject,
please.
And I want to say this with all due respect.
Because he doesn't have a whole lot of time, and we're moving.
All right, I'm listening to gentlemen talk, and I'm listening very closely, and he spent a good 7 or 8, maybe 10 minutes, and he didn't say very much. The only thing that the only thing that he said, I'm listening very closely. There's no meat on that bone, okay? The only thing I heard him say concrete is that Republicans support tax cuts for small businesses, and then that's to benefit African Americans. And first, all of us know African Americans aren't monolithic, and we're the scope of the entire economy, from the lower socioeconomic all the way up into the highest rungs of people that make multi-million dollars a year.
Okay.
And it's about a piece of the pie.
Brown, I want you to ask him a question.
I
don't have him that long.
Go ahead. All right.
Before,
I just want to say that.
Ask him a question if you want to hear. Don't give me a statement. I want to hear a point.
Okay. I need to hear something from you, and I think people are going to need to hear something from you concrete. It sounds like you're giving us political mumbo jumbo.
Ask him a question, Brown.
All right. What do you have that's concrete besides tax cuts and people have, you know, have the right to live as individuals to be great in this country.
Here's a terrific policy example that I believe African Americans and Republicans should agree on: the concept of school choice. Now, African Americans historically have fought very hard to make sure that there was equality in our school systems. It is well known nationally that Republicans have been very strong proponents of school choice, the idea that parents should be able to choose and select the best school and the best educational model for their children. And Republicans, particularly here in the state of Ohio, have been champions in that regard. So here again we have an example of a Republican policy that lines up with what African Americans believe, but it is not always well understood that that policy originates in the mind of a conservative or a Republican, if you will, philosophy. So whether it's tax cuts or school choice or a best of moral or social issues, whether it's national defense, I believe by and large African Americans line up more closely on those issues with Republicans than with Democrats.
What is the Republican Party doing now to go out and get that message out? Because, I mean, you said school choice, you know, you said tax cuts. But what are they actually doing? What are they doing to get that message out and or to find out what African Americans want to hear?
Well, for one thing, Tracy, we're showing up. We are absolutely showing up. You have Renice Priebus, chairman of the Republican National Convention, or committee, if you will, in Cincinnati at the National Urban League Convention, making the case not for the Republican Party, but for the good policies that we offer to enhance the lives of Americans. You have Republicans setting up shop throughout the United States of America in places where we've not been before. The goal is not merely to win elections, but to demonstrate that we are interested in hearing and understanding what is happening in the various communities in the United States of America. That's the second point. The third point is that we're spending the money to do it. I mean, we are spending millions of dollars to make sure Americans understand that we are listening, very carefully to what their concerns are, and we will be drafting policies to enable change in those areas in which Americans have been failed or otherwise let down by the current administration. So we're showing up. We are dispatching boots on the ground to make sure we have the ears in the right place to gather the understanding, and we're putting resources behind our message to make sure people know that we are serious about having a seat at the table and otherwise changing lives for Americans.
If African Americans want to get involved with the Republican Party and or to voice their opinion and voice their view, because people are listening from all over the country right now, what do they do? Do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a number of ways to get involved, and I will address that. But Tracy, let me just jump back for one second. I think it's very important for African Americans to really sit down and just take an objective look at these parties. I rarely try to persuade people to be a Republican or Democrat. I want them to decide for themselves, using due diligence, which party is best for them. And I want that for African Americans. I don't want us to automatically be Republicans or Democrats, but rather for us to really study these parties and then make a very informed choice. After that's occurred, people can always get involved at the local level. Every county in America has a Republican chairman and a Republican party that's very active and vibrant. You can get involved at the state level. The Republicans at the National Committee with Chairman Priebus and many others are always looking for help at the local level to influence change in their community. And so whether it's the local, state, or national level, there are opportunities abounding. That's a matter of pointing and clicking, getting connected, and you will be warmly received at any of those levels if you have those interests.
Because this is my contention, you know, and I understand, because we talk about this every day, and I've got to get you for about five more minutes, but we talk about this every day, and, you know, I don't think we can't collate tax cuts and my bottom line when I'm trying to dig myself out of a hole, because I don't see, even with the tax cut, I think it goes to the business, but it doesn't come to me. Or when you look at school choice, you know, in our area, you know, I'm all for school choice, but our charter schools are not any better than our public schools. So my choice for the school that I go to is really pretty much no choice. So I go from one bad school to another, and then my surrounding schools, they have closed enrollment.
Well,
or they cherry pick. They cherry pick who they choose based on their athletic ability.
Yeah.
And so people are not, you know, they're not. We're giving a lot of overall, but when it comes down to the crux of it, you know, even with healthcare reform, you know, you and I are adamantly opposed to the Affordable Health Care Act and or AKA Obamacare. It's bad policy. But when you're sitting down there and you're looking at a truckload of bills and you can't get, you know, preventative maintenance care on yourself, and no one mentioned it, no one dealt with it, it's kind of hard for us to come out and say, hey, tax cuts, school choice, we care.
Well, Tracy, let's look at real-life brass tacks right here in the state of Ohio. Now, we have a Republican governor in John Kasich, and I'm a Republican, you're a Republican. We both know in real life having a Republican governor doesn't mean life is automatically better. But you can look at the state of Ohio where you see there are in excess of 150,000 more jobs in Ohio today than there were 4 years ago, and real people have those jobs. I mean, real people who were previously unemployed now have those opportunities. And so you have to look at the national level and see what's going on. I think the best estimate of what's really happening in real life in your community and which party is influencing these things is what's happening at the local level and the state level. And you can look at the state of Ohio, you can look at the numbers and say there are 150,000 more jobs than there were 4 years ago. You have to understand someone has those jobs. Someone is earning the check, and some life is being changed because of that employment. All that under a Republican legislature and a Republican governor. Now, that's real life. That is real life. That is real life.
And then there was the expansion of was it Medicaid?
Yes, it was.
Medicare.
No, it was Medicaid, but you're absolutely right. Yes, Medicaid.
And he said it was the right thing to do.
Let me say
you
this.
Know,
it was
in opposition to his party.
He said it was the right thing to do against the general bent of his party. And once again, you have thousands of children across the state of Ohio who are reaping the benefit because of the expansion of Medicaid. And those are real lives. I mean, there is some child in southern Ohio, northern Ohio, or central Ohio who has been the recipient of that act, which expanded Medicaid, which is health insurance for those who otherwise might not be able to have it. And our governor lobbied and championed for that. The legislature approved it, and now it's real life. That is Republican policies changing lives in a very real way. So your question about, you know, how is this impacting the other person and talking not merely in the abstract but in real life, whether it's employment or the expansion of Medicaid, you have two tangible examples where lives at this hour are being changed because of a Republican policy or Republican perspective, in this case, a very smart Republican governor, John Kasich.
Now, that is true, and I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. And overall, because Governor Kasich has done some really, really great things, and I believe that Chairman Priebus is very, very sincere about making sure that people are sitting at the tables and listening to what the needs are of people of color and what they want to hear and then acting on it. I believe he's very, very sincere about that. He's traveled this whole country trying to go out, and they put a lot of boots on the ground to do listening sessions so that they can hear from the community.
Well, and Tracy, people must understand this process is it's ongoing. It never stops. You don't reach a crescendo and say it's over. This will take time, and it will be ongoing. And I really think you have to commend Chairman Priebus and his team for, A, spending the resources to do this, for dispatching real people in the hearts of the communities to examine, to listen, and to otherwise act on some of these issues. And it may not be in 2016, it may not be in 2020, but at some point you will begin to see the mindset, I believe, of African Americans and others begin to turn in such a way that they are at least beginning to comprehend and appreciate the policies that Republicans offer that are actually meaningful and beneficial to their lives, and that's the goal. I candidly don't know why any Democrat would not want to see that come about, particularly if those policies are good for Americans.
Well, Clarence, I want to thank you for coming on with me today. It's been a pleasure having you.
Well,
you know you're always welcome.
Hey, always a high honor, Tracy. Thank you so very much for the time, and I appreciate the caller's question.
Not a problem. Thanks a lot.
All right, God bless.
Hey,
you. Take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Morning, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Just enjoying the coolness.
It's a beautiful day. I mean, it's a nice day. I hope it's warm tomorrow because I go in the dunk tank tomorrow, and I'm a little bit I want it to be hot.
Oh boy, you're doing that again?
No, this is the same one. This is the one we were talking about.
One. Okay.
The same one.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the day.
That's going to be interesting.
Tomorrow I go. Yes, it is, because I've never been in a dunk tank. I think I'm too heavy for that, you know. And I'm not a water girl. That's like waterboarding.
This is the one in Mount Carmel?
Yes.
Okay.
Going into the dunk tank is like, you know, that's like waterboard. That's scary. Listen, I'm going to take a break real quick. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'm going to come back. We'll have a conversation about what you just heard. I understand where Brown is coming from. I need if I pull you up, make sure your comments and your questions are directed towards the guest, and they are concise. Don't give us a dialogue before you ask a question. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive...
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Unbelievable. Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number's 347-945-5229, and you can call us locally at 330-781-9600. And if, you know, it's going to be, like I said, today, we're going to talk about a little bit about politics, but right now I'm going to bring Brown back in. Make sure that you maybe ask a question to the guest. Don't give a lot of dissertation. Time is valuable, whether you know it or not. And so we won't be putting a whole lot of time into a whole lot of conversation. If you have a question, direct it to him. If you disagree, come back and say, I disagree, answer this. But don't give a lot of dialogue. Brown, your mic is back up.
So you're going to go to the dunk tank, which means you're going to be like at a amusement
carnival.
Park type of thing, carnival.
Yes,
and they throw the ball and try to knock you in the water.
Pretty
like
much.
If they hit the thing with the ball and knock you in the water, you're all right.
Yes.
Most of the time. I would probably miss intentionally, so that you wouldn't have to go in the water. I bet if you put Jeff in there, I would hit that thing like Clayton Kershaw.
The problem is last year. I was there, and I clowned so bad. I couldn't hit the ball, so I went up and started hitting it with my hand. And, you know, payback, they're going to get me.
Yeah, well, payback.
Payback. You know, I clowned last year. I really did, really bad. A lot of fun.
Do you think,
and I kept on having to go into the dunk tank.
You think the gentleman that called in, do you think his message is going to appeal to people?
Honestly, no.
Yes, yeah. He did get to what I think is important towards the end that would appeal to people. And that is jobs.
If you're not prepared for the job, and we're going to have to start dealing with the lack of preparation, you got to understand, it helps me if I'm prepared for the job, but if I'm not prepared for the job, it doesn't help me. That's why unemployment rates or the unemployment ranks and statistics are going down across the nation, but in the African-American community, it's still staying stagnant or increasing. We're still at double digits. And so we need to understand that we have a microcosm that is a little bit different than the mainstream America, because not only are we still coming out of school not prepared to go to work, but we've lost a lot of ethic with it. And there's going to have to be some type of programming that's going to reprogram us to a work ethic so that we're prepared to go out and get a job that's going to give us a livable wage, or so that we can earn a livable wage. I mean, and that's just real talk. See, like I said about school choice, if you have school choice but all the choices around you are bad, what choice do you have?
No, that's correct. And, you know, you made a good point, a livable wage. A
correct.
Lot of these jobs that are coming online don't pay much.
And we're not prepared.
They're service-oriented jobs. There used to be a time in the not-so-distant past in this country where a young person who was, you know, fairly intelligent and willing and conscientious and willing to work could get trained or could start at a company and move up, you know, and start in the mailroom and move up from there.
But you can't move up, Brown. You can't move up because you're not prepared. You know, I'm talking to some people with their master's degrees, and they're still not prepared. Just because you got a degree does not mean you're prepared for mainstream.
No, absolutely. On-the-job training, people learning skills and learning how a business operates on the job. And they can
you're not
start
hearing
from
me.
No.
They're working. They're working in a corporation, and they have their master's degrees, but they're not prepared. You understand? We are not prepared. Even when we get the education, we're not prepared. We're not prepared to how to cohabitate and as well as matriculate and assimilate to our surroundings so that we can climb up the ladder. We're not prepared. It's like going to work in the morning and not being prepared for a dinner meeting that evening when you leave for work in that morning and you don't have time to go home.
If that's the case, doesn't that make the gentleman, and excuse me, I forget his name,
His name is Clarence.
Peter, right? Oh, Clarence, okay. Doesn't that make Clarence's message about focusing on education, really type kind of empty. If what
it's not,
you're
it's
saying
not empty.
Is
you've got to do it all. We got to be educated, but we've got to be prepared. So as soon as it doesn't do us any good,
Tracy,
to walk out of college and not be able to speak the King's English still. And I don't know if you listened to President Barack Obama. He was doing a, he did a segment yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I believe it was, in front of a great group of young men and women.
No,
and
I actually
posted it on my Facebook page, and I'll try to tell you what it was. And I posted the whole speech. And there were a couple things in there that I could disagree with, but there was a lot in there that he said that I totally agree with. And it was about education. It was about being prepared, and it was about advancement, about goals, about setting, getting where you're trying to go. And he was talking to young people about it and mentorship. You know, as you guys know, I'm not a big fan of President Barack Obama, but I've got to give him his due when he's right. He was right on yesterday.
He gives a great speech. I mean, you can't – who knows what he says, you know, he means or it's going to come true. That's debatable, but he gives a great speech. He's a very
but
good
this
orator.
This was a speech. This was a town hall. It was called My Brother's
Town
Keeper.
Hall. He's in front of a podium. He does what he does.
If you chew the meat and spit out the bones, I mean – He may never implement a good policy and or program, and I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. He is a great hot air provider, but sometimes you can get a lot of information and a lot of wind from hot air. It's like helium.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I just get hotter.
Because knowledge is power. And he gave quite a few nuggets of wisdom, even if he never acts upon and or if he capitalizes upon those kids that were in the room, because it was a photo op moment. Don't get me wrong.
How,
but what I'm saying
well, they're
is
they're all photo op moments. These guys are these
Brown,
guys
you
are
just,
like
you
nar-
just you
no.
Just
I'm right
being contrary
with
to be contrary.
I'm right with you, but you're trying to get me to see a politician's speech. The president's speech that you're saying is hot air, and you're saying there's some substance to it, and I just think that's funny.
I'm just saying you can learn something from a drunk. It was nothing but don't get drunk. And the man, you know, as I said, everyone knows that I'm very, very critical of the president. So me saying something good about him is a far stretch. But I have to say he gave out some knowledge on the other day that I have to concur, and he was right about it. And if young people are going to, I don't want to say idolize him, but if they're going to elevate him to the status of greatness to where they want to emulate him, then I pray that they will take some of the meat that he gave and spit out the bones that he always puts in there so that they can grow. Because he had some meat, he had some substance to it. And those young people need to have some substance.
All right. Well, I guess I'll have to listen to what he said before I.
You have to listen.
It was just.
I mean, he talked about you know not you know talking about acting white. You know, it was a good conversation. And as I said, I don't always agree, but it was a good conversation.
To whom was he speaking?
It was called My Brother's Keeper, and it was a town hall, and he was talking to young, mostly minority girls and boys across the nation.
Where was he?
He was. It looks like he was in D.C. It's called My Brother's Keeper's Town Hall at the Walker Jones Education Campus in Washington, D.C. He had kids from all over the country who were there, and it was a very good conversation. I don't agree with the man often. I know he's using them like a tin roof, but sometimes you got to say, he was right about that. No, I didn't agree about this, but he was right about that. And there were some things that he said within the conversation that if young people take heed to what he said, they'll grow.
Tracy,
he talked about
words,
being able to speak. Listen, he talked about being able to speak multilingually as African Americans. Well, yeah, you can have a street conversation, you can have a relaxed conversation, but sometimes you need to be on your game and be able to talk the King's English so that you can communicate effectively.
Well, we need to learn how to do that. Well, my parents taught me that. I didn't need him for that.
But we don't have parents.
Yes, there's parents out there, and
no, there's
there
not parents.
Parents out
there. No, there's a lot of parents don't know. if parents speak bad English and your children speak bad English, and if nobody corrects their English, how are you going to know?
It usually comes down to their social and their socioeconomic level.
And so, how you? So if you don't pull them out of the socioeconomic level, what are you going to do with them, Brown?
Well,
hey, the number 347-945-5229.
He hasn't done a good job of that. Either has the administration before.
We know he ain't done nothing. That wasn't the point. That wasn't even talking about what he's done. He ain't doing nothing.
So you're talking about
new?
A speech that doesn't affect any change.
Well, no, I didn't ask that in
fact. It made you feel warm and fuzzy.
I don't understand how you think. I don't. I didn't say he was.
I don't understand
he was
how
setting
you
policy.
Think, but we'll work it
I
out.
I didn't say he was setting policy. I said he gave a conversation that had some meat to it. It wasn't about policy, but it was telling some young people some good advice. You know, it was good advice. And if they'd never heard it, they needed to hear it. So they need to know. They need to know how to speak the king's English. They need to know how to be able to conversate with their peers, and they need to be able to enjoy a conversation casually. Hey, Eric, you got
Tracy.
Anything to say with this?
Tracy, any of us could have told those kids that.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't. He didn't make a good point.
They idolizing you, Brown.
I mean, he made
Pardon
a good
me?
Point. You know,
he's idolizing you.
He's not idolizing me.
No,
well,
listen, Brown. The young people are not idolizing you. They're not looking at you with Google eyes because you're the president of the United States
and
your name is Barack Hussein Obama.
If you really want to teach those kids something of substance, you would teach them to pay attention to a man's works and his actions and not his words.
Brown, you just being contrary, and that's all I can say. Jeez, oh, man. You know, this is not contrary. It's simple. Eric, did you listen to the speech?
Yeah, it was a pretty good speech, Tracy. I mean, he made some good points. I mean, pull your pants up, speak the king's English. Understand there's a time and place to talk slang, you know?
He did. He made some good points. And I didn't say he made good policy behind the points. And I didn't say he was not going to use them. What I said was it was a good speech. And what I'm saying is, you know, you got a broke clock is right twice a day. I'm cutting the man some slack today. Even if I disagree with him wholeheartedly on everything else he does.
You can't wear up to a job interview wearing a hoodie. You're not going to get hired. It's as simple as that.
You know, it's just that simple. And we need to learn how to dress for where you're going. And as I said, what's going on with our young people is that they're not prepared. They're not prepared. They come out of college not prepared. They go into college not prepared. They don't know how to socialize and navigate and network, not even while they're in college. So when they come out, they're still inferior to their counterparts because they're not prepared.
That's why it was so relieving when my daughter said she wanted to go to school locally. That way we can kind of do it all together, you know.
But she got a daddy and she got a mama who's paying attention. We got kids that, you know, their parents are trying, but, you know, they good for just coming out, let alone going somewhere. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think we understand that. I mean, some people, when they make it out, just making it out alive is success. And when you look at unemployment numbers, if you can't write, if you can't read, if you can't comprehend, if you don't know time management, if you don't know things that make you productive, it's kind of hard to go into the workplace and compete. Because even when you walk in, you're starting behind your counterparts. And right now, everything is competitive. And I don't think we understand that. And we need to be able to teach our own within our own community. And I understand that we're talking about jobs and we talk about what we're doing with jobs. But when we talk about jobs and when we talk about, you know, if you can't get the job because you're not prepared for the job, what good is the job? And that's what we have to start working on. And to Brown's point, that's where when we talk about, you know, tax cuts, yeah, there might be work. But you got to have a skill walking into the workplace, and you can't make marijuana and drugs be a recreational sport and then tell me I can't get a job because I was using recreational drugs? I don't think we understand that. That doesn't make sense. And then we don't know where we're going. And so as I look at the Republican Party, and I support them wholeheartedly in their policy, but when it comes to a lot of policies and a lot of programming, you have to redefine the programming that is there. You just can't throw things out there because we're still having problems that we're still not being able to compete with. That's why even as the economy grows and things happen, we're still not a part of the play setting. We're still not at the table. We still can't play. It's like watching a card game. And seeing you can figure out how the card game goes, but no one tells you the rules. And then you sit down to play and wonder why you can't win. Because you can't win from just looking from the onside. You got to look. You got to know the rules of the game. You got to know how many cards to deal. You got to know the difference between a full house and a flush. And two pair. You got to know what a flush means. If you don't know what a flush means, you just lost playing poker. It just is what it is. You got to know what a straight is. Or what's the difference between a flush and a royal flush? If you don't know these things, you can't play. And we're going to have to start learning. What'd you say, Eric?
And the people winning the game aren't going to tell you that. That's what I'm saying.
And so you can sit down all day long, and all they're going to do is take from you at that table, and they'll let you sit there and play. I know people like that. They let you sit down and play the game and know you don't know what you're doing. And take your money.
And then, then you say you're going to leave and say, where are you going? Come on back. Have some more food.
I watched them do that.
Have some more pizza. Have some more chicken.
And we're not understanding that.
You may have a full stomach when you leave, but you'll be broke.
Absolutely. And that's what's going on with us in our community. And you tell me there's going to be jobs, but I'm not prepared for the job you're trying to tell me to get. And then, from where we are here in Mahoning Valley, at one time you could walk out of high school, not be able to read, write, and chew gum and walk at the same time and still get a job in a steel mill. That's no longer the same. You can't do that anymore.
And nowadays, a lot of those companies nowadays, they don't even hire directly. They hire through temp services and contract agencies.
And you have people with degrees who are competing for the same job as you in the steel mill. I don't think we understand that. That's just real. And we've got to do something about it because education is the key. For the lack of knowledge, people perish. And right now, people are not prepared. They have no vision. They have no knowledge. No one's giving them the rules to the game. And so when we come in here talking about tax cuts and other things, they're like, what you talking about? I'm just trying to get next month's rent paid.
Yeah, well, people don't realize that tax cuts create an environment to create jobs.
And that's all it does. But you got to go out and get it. Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break. I see Sister Hayes has just called in. It's going to be an interesting day. I don't know if you've seen. I'm going to play this clip twice, so be prepared. So if you have not heard it, have not seen it, you will hear it now. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I'll see you on the other side of my break.
Wings and Wheels, Saturday, August 9th, tractors and motorcycles. Sunday, August 10th, airplanes and classic cars. Live music, food, aviation demonstrations, airplane rides, and fun for the whole family. At Sloss Airfield, North River Road, Warren, Ohio. Get your discount tickets in advance. Find out more at ErnieHallAviationMuseum.org.
Sponsored in part by Trumbull County Tourism.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley and read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600. WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Don't be lost when you pass them. Don't be lost when you pass them. By the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night.
Y'all have any faith, bruh? Yes!
Belief, belief, belief. That's all I say all the time, man. You get money f***ing with me. You get money f***ing with me. You feel me?
You smoke all the f***ing weed. You do realize I died for your f***ing sins, right?
Oh, that f***ing getting old.
Man, that was 2014 years ago.
Don't you know we like fine grapes?
Yeah, man. Hey.
Heavens no. I come through spitting the gospel all the time, man, but y'all ain't trying to hear you, boy, though.
Hey, Eugene, go get your colon checked, pimp.
I don't even think I want to let y'all hit this fine yak, because your minds ain't ready and your heart's not open.
Don't you think maybe you're taking this whole Jesus thing a little bit too far?
You talking about Jesus Christ?
He ain't Jesus Christ. He's just some crazy dude who thinks he's Jesus.
He is Jesus Christ, God's only begotten son sent down here to save our mortal souls from eternal damnation.
Oh, my sweet Lord.
Hey, Mama.
But you know what? That nigga ain't doing for me.
But you know we got this community garden cracking, right?
Jesus, I don't give a about the community here. You can either have violence with the Mexicans or you're going to have violence with me if I don't get my the way you promised it.
Got to be able to spot the warning sign. David Koresh, Jim Jones, that boy is a cult leader.
Jesus is white, goddammit.
I knew it.
with Jesus in my ass.
I'm standing my ground.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the SLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. If you that's a new sitcom coming on the television called Black Jesus.
Are you serious?
That's what we're gonna talk about. That's what we're talking about.
I'm just sitting here with my mouth open, like, huh?
There is a boycott, and I mean, let me pull up my guest, Sister Hayes Johnson. Are you on there? I saw her. Hello. Good morning. She's on there somewhere. Black Jesus is
Tracy. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you now. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, lady. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I'm a little irritated, and I got some holy indignation going on right now.
Well, let me ask you this: when you saw that, what was your initial reaction? Because I know mine.
God,
what was yours?
Truth.
Yeah, I want
you
your
want
God
truth.
Honest truth. Absolutely.
Okay.
We talk real here.
Okay, I'm coming home, and I'm unwinding from a busy, hectic day, and I noticed that my Facebook had gave me a couple of notifications that I had gotten some inboxes. So I was really, honestly, I went on Facebook, because I try not to spend too much time on Facebook, because you go on there for 15 minutes, you look up, and a whole 2 hours then went by. So I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook. But I get on the I go on my page, and I'll check my inboxes. Then I looked and seen that my niece had made a comment, and she had tagged me in a post that she had put up, and I seen Black Jesus. And I said, okay, I wonder what this is about. Just naive, clicked it, and I seen him walking down the street in this robe, in this Old Testament robe. But the hood. I'm like, okay, now this ain't Matt. What in the world? What are they doing? And then when he started cussing, and when he was looking for weed, and then when he was slapping high five with the brothers in the hood that was drinking 40 ounces, my mouth dropped. My mouth dropped. And I sat there almost in fear, because when you don't reverence God's name, the Bible says, sanctify the Lord thy God in thy heart. And so there's a place that we as the people of God must allow Jesus Christ to reign. And it has to be at a higher place than anything and anybody. So by the end of the clip, I was so appalled. I was so disgusted that I said, absolutely not. Not on my watch. I said, now, you know, there's a lot of things that go on that we as believers, we sit back and we spectate. We see how the outcome is going to happen. I said, not on my watch. Not this one, not this time. I looked over at my husband, he said, "Hey, calm down." I said, "No, I'm tired of this now." I said, "Because these are truly the last days. And the word of God has told us to cry aloud and spare not. I'm going to lift up my voice now." I said, "Now, I have over 5,000 people. Well, I have about 5,000 people. That's on that social media, Facebook. But then I have close to 3,000 on Instagram. And then I have another close to 2,000 or something on Twitter." I said, God gives us influence to influence. Now, I'm going to speak up, and I'm going to say, this is not going to be acceptable on my watch. And so what I did is I said, okay, first of all, I started notifying people who I knew that had like minds that said, you know what? This is not godly, it's not right, and we're not standing for it. We have a voice, and we have authority up on the earth, and we're not tolerating it. And I know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I know that they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strong. So we're going to pray. We're going to pray against it. We're going to pull it down. But I'm going to show forth my faith and my actions as well. So I want to
question.
That.
I had a question for the guest, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Is this like, are you familiar with the TV show on BET, The Game?
You say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Are you familiar with the TV show on BET, The Game?
I am.
I've heard about it, but I don't watch it.
I mean, is this a sitcom like that show, or is this a reality
show? No. No,
this is a sitcom.
This is a sitcom like Boondocks. Besides, it's not cursed,
it's not animated. Who's producing this film? I'm not going to watch their stuff anymore, to be honest with you.
His name
but I
is...
Think it's more...
Go ahead, Tracy.
No, I was going to say, and we do need the producers, the writers, the sponsors. We need all of their names. But it's more than just I'm not going to watch it. I remember when I was getting my cable installed, and there are certain packages you can buy. And the lady said, well, you know, this is the logo package. I said, well, you know what, I really don't want to pay for logo. Logo is the lesbian homosexual channel. And I said, well, I really don't want that in my package. She said, well, ma'am, just don't watch it. I said, it's not a matter of me just not watching it. I don't want to pay for it. So give me the package where I'm not paying for it. I don't want to endorse anything that goes against my faith and my belief. So I think it's good because that was a lot of comments that I did get on the Facebook is just don't watch it. Well, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to support it. And that's good, but
this.
We need to do something as well.
Let me say this. One, there's a couple things here. Because I know I was not feeling well over the weekend, and I was surfing through the channels, and I stopped at, you know, I don't watch Boondocks, and his name is Aaron McCruger, and Boondocks, I'm still in shock that still plays and it's still on and no one says anything. You know, we always scream about the N-word and racism and all that, but we allow that to be on there every week or every evening or how often it plays, and it's like wow. Are you kidding me? And so I watched in my stomach. I got a knot in my stomach.
Right, right.
Literally, I said, oh my God. But then with that, I got a conviction because I said, you know, they're doing this and we're not saying anything. Where is the church?
Yeah, I mean,
hold on, Eric. Because as Hay says, the Bible, it says, cry loud and spare not. So where is the church? But then I began to, last night I was looking at the special series of Preachers in L.A., and that's a mess. I see us using the ministry as a platform instead of as it being as a witness. And because we're not taking that which God has given us and holding it close to us and embracing it and glorifying the kingdom of God as we should as believers, we're allowing a lot of things to happen and proliferate inside of our society and inside of our communities and inside of our homes. And then when they come out and make a mockery of my Savior, I have a problem. But then I said, look at the Muslim community. We blame the Arab Springs and them burning down and killing an ambassador over a movie about Muhammad. But yet I don't hear the church an outrage over them making a mockery of who I call my Savior. But then do I hold him in self-esteem myself?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not an overly spiritual person. I mean, my suit, I'll admit, is a little more dusty than it should be. But that was absolutely deplorable.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and we need to stand up, and we need to become believers and do the right thing, but we need to boycott. And as you said about having the logo channel on your cable, yes, we need to have some. I shouldn't have to pay for it. It shouldn't be a part of my package. But then there's other things that are on there that are a part of our package that shouldn't be on there. I mean, at one
correct.
Time, you couldn't hear curse words on mainstream television. What you're watching
correct.
Is soft porn. I mean, we and those of us that don't watch the church, you know, we're in church, so we don't watch TV. There's a whole other society that's being indoctrinated by imaging from our media
absolutely.
Sources that we're not paying attention to. And when I call the preacher and tell them what's going on, they tell me, okay, thank you, and hang up. So what are we doing?
The Bible also
are we
declares
not...
that. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that there are some responsibilities that preachers and pastors do have. But then there's the Bible says that we're epistles read of all men and that we should walk circumspectly before God as well. So there's some influence that, like, I'm in the marketplace. I do preach in the pulpit, but my foundational pulpit is in the marketplace. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businesswoman. So I use that platform. And the things that we have to understand, the gifts and the calls, they are without repentance, but they don't belong to us either. They belong to God for the glorifying and the to magnify God's name, to make his name glorious. And I think sometimes what happens is that we sit and we get complacent, and it's just like we settle and we get tickled ourselves. And that's the problem. You can't let entertain you what you want to cast. You can't let entertain you on Saturday what you got to cast out on Sunday. So we have to be careful of the scandal. We got to be careful of the L.A. preachers. We got to be careful of certain basketball-wise. It's certain things we got to sanctify. We got eye gaze, ear gaze, mouth gaze. We got to watch, pray what goes inside of us. And then we have to be responsible for the territory that God has given us authority over. So that's why I said, you know what, I've been cut scandal off. I probably watched, you know, they talked about her so much at the salon, like it was like, oh, my God, you'll get healed.
Everything God hates. Everything God hates is a scandal.
You'll get a blessing. You just got to watch scandal. And I sat there, okay, by the third, I said, okay, so is this show just basically her sleeping with the president?
Absolutely.
I'm good on that.
Hey, I went into the salon and everybody was reading 50 Shades of Grey. I told them I was single and saved.
Girl,
I ain't reading that. That's a demonic book. You ain't playing with me.
But they can't find Amos.
No, we can't find it. Amos, who's Amos? Amos is a cookie, right?
It's a book of the Bible.
No, Amos is a cookie.
Or Habakkuk.
Famous Amos. You know famous Amos.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We think it's a cookie and not a book.
It's a cookie and not a
minor prophet crying aloud. And, man, we got to wake up. Seriously.
Yeah, we got to
shake this stupor off of us. And I agree with you. And that's what we reduce it down to, entertainment. But like you said, it's no different than soft porn. This is no different than satanic music, pornography. It goes against the word of God. It's the spirit. I'm going to tell you, this is the spirit of the Antichrist.
And I look at the actors, it's like, where is your honor? I mean, how can you portray your people like this? I don't get that.
Well, let me say it this way. You know, it's Eddie Griffin, John Witherspoon, and you know, they are doing what they think they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding out where, you know, at one time people had a God consciousness.
Yeah.
And the God consciousness has now left. They weren't believers. They weren't evangelicals, but they had a God consciousness. There was a moral compass that came in and said, I don't steal from the church.
That's too far.
I don't cuss in front of the preacher. I don't do – I honor God, but I don't go to church. Because, see, I know what I'm doing is wrong, so – I leave them alone because I'm not going to go to church until I get right. Today, there's no God consciousness. So no one is trying to – what'd you say, Eric?
There was a movie from the late 80s called Hollywood Shuffle with Robert Townsend that covered this exact same topic.
Yeah.
And look how far we've fallen.
And that is the issue. I've got Sister Gwen Morton coming on with me in the next hour, Sister Hayes, talk about eschatology because we need to find out what time we're in. And we need to understand that those things that we're supposed to hate, we now ignore or we get along with because of the times that we're in. Because now we're at the place where we call right wrong and wrong right. And we are an end. The clock is now ticking. And I don't think we understand how close to the end we are.
But
so the Bible says that Satan knows that he had a such short time ago. So he runs around and he goes rampant. Because he knows that his end is coming short. The question is, will you stand up and say file and no more? Will you be a watchman on the wall? Will you walk away? And will you actually go and will you give your life as the old apostles did, since we want all the bishops, apostles, preachers, and teachers, and all that? Will you now take a bullet for what you say you believe?
Right, and that's what it boils down to. And I think that's why sometimes we are silent and we're quiet because we don't want to go against the grain. We don't want the persecution. But the Bible says that the godly shall suffer persecution for my name's sake. So So there's some things in Christ that we must stand up for, knowing the outcome of it. I mean, and that's the thing. The higher they went up in the positions in God in the New Testament, the apostles suffered. They suffered. It was a call of suffering. It was a call of going and changing, being a pioneer. They were almost super pioneers that had to go in and mold down hard terrain to preach this great gospel. Some of them were bold. Some had their heads cut off. They were burnt at the stake. We just flip out if somebody talk about us or put a bad post up about us. We faint. So now we have to, this is it. This is the do or die hour. This is the fourth quarter. It's either you in it or you're not. And you can't let the world seduce you. The Bible says many have fallen away. And a lot of times it's because the other things come in. You know, in Mark 4 where he says that the word didn't come forth, or when the sower threw the seeds down, there was no fruit. Because other things came in and choked the word out of you. And that's, you know, we got to get there.
I don't know if you know, I have a secular audience, and I've got my chat room and my phone lines are blowing up. And because there's a whole contingency out there that has no belief in God.
That's fine. That's what we're here for.
But the question is, how do we explain the silence
of
what we say we believe?
You be responsible for your voice. Because at one time, Jeremiah was the only one that stood up and said the truth. I can't be responsible for what Dietrich Haddon and Bishop McClendon. I can't give a voice to that. That was their choice, and they're going to have to give an account for the people. See, God gives us all a turn of influence. And it's what did you do with your influence? So all the souls that's attached to my life, it may not be as many as Dietrich Haddon or Clarence McClendon or Nora Jones, but the 5,000 souls that's attached to my life, I'll be responsible for them, Lord. Send me, and I'll have integrity. You explain it with that one voice, and you allow the anointing and the power of God to back you up with demonstration of power. I can't explain the church.
But this is not an explanation. I've got to take a break in just a second. But I'm not asking to explain the church. But tell them when you look at a black Jesus, when you look at it, why would you feel so hurt behind it, and why would it trigger something in you to rise up and scream? Yet your counterparts, who you say you walk with, flee.
So you want to take a break and then ask me that when we come back?
No, go ahead and answer it now, and then I'll take my break.
Again, so that I can be clear, the question that you're asking me is, ask me again so I can accurately answer.
What I'm saying is, when I watched it, I'm serious. I just said, excuse me, and I started posting it on Facebook, showing, saying, this has to stop. We're one body. We're jointly fit together, and we're supposed. When you called me and said, when you Facebooked me and said, what, you know, let's do this. I talked to another preacher, and they said, what can we do? And I said, well, let's do this. And you said someone else has. Right now, there's a petition online. They don't even have 100 signatures yet.
Well, I checked this morning. They over 1,000. They close to 1,000 now.
Thank you, Jesus.
You just got to keep going.
Where do we fight? Do you have the website for the signatures, and do you have the website for the Facebook page, so people can go on and boycott Black Jesus and then sign the petition also?
Correct. It's called Boycott
Black
Jesus.
Have it? Thank you.
Do I have it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
It's on Facebook. It's Boycott Black Jesus Sitcom fan page. Okay, on there is all the information that you need of the people, phone numbers who you can call. John Hanna from Chicago has signed the petition, and he has his members going, signing the petition. He's also posting and reposting. So it's picked up some momentum. It's just you got to keep going. You can't do it and then stop for the next 3 days and do it the next two, because, see, they're aggressive with their advertising. And some have even said, oh, thank you so much, because I didn't even know the show was coming out. Now that I know, I'm going to watch it. Okay, you can't let that be the distraction. Because I had one of my persons that followed me and said, well, I will repost it, but it's like me advertising. No, you're not. You're crying aloud. You're saying that I won't tolerate this. This is not acceptable. So if you go on the Facebook page, like the page, because the more numbers that we can get behind us, then we get attention. That's how they got that Zieberman, and that's why the ideal came to me. Remember they had Zieberman, the gentleman who shot Trayvon? They wanted to put him in a celebrity boxing ring, and he got money through this celebrity. They wanted to put him on a celebrity status. And there was one woman who said, you're not going to do this. You shot a little black boy innocently, and I refuse to allow you to be a celebrity. So she built a Facebook page, and she got close to 250,000 likes, and he got kicked off of that show. So I know that we will be heard if we come together. This is not the hate show. This is not, I don't even put anything behind myself on the page other than just starting it. It's all about Christ and him being magnified. So how would I explain why was this an indignation to me? Because Jesus, he's not co-God. He's not God Jr. He is God. And so it's very blasphemous. I believe that if you take the Lord's name in vain, the word says that it's blasphemous and it's sin and it's wrong. And truthfully, to a certain degree, we're saving their lives to cut the show out. We're asking for mercy that you stop this foolishness because there's a consequence behind you disrespecting and disgracing the name of God. You cannot just take the Lord's name in vain, and that's what you're doing. And God is real. This is not a joke. It's not a game. He is
they
real.
Said,
he is God.
So it is Boycott Black Jesus on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes,
correct?
Ma'am.
And then there
yes,
is
ma'am.
A petition also. And
right.
they go to where
change.
To find the petition.
Correct. I
so
tried to make
what?
It as easy as possible. Change.org. Or you'll just see the link. If you just click the link on there, I think it's c.org. If you push that, that's the petition.
Okay.
And then on John Hannah page, he has phone numbers that you can call producers and Hollywood writers and all of the people that's involved. But if you look on mine as well, if you scroll through it, you'll see email address. Go to the actors. I had one person say, I'm letting every actor know, whatever other movie you're in, I'm not going to support it because you did something so disgraceful.
Amen. I'm with you on that.
And
the second
John...
thing is the Witherspoon, you know the guy Witherspoon?
Yeah.
I don't even know if you know this piece of history. His father used to go to Mack Avenue with Pastor Bishop Wyman.
Oh, my. That I didn't know.
Yeah, yeah. His father was a holiness preacher back in the day here in Detroit, and he went to Mack Avenue where Bishop I.W. Wyman was the pastor.
Wow.
So I know he knows better. He knows better. He knows better. It's not funny. At some point, you got to say, that's not funny no more.
I'm with you. I'd have been scared. I mean, I wasn't always saved, but when I wasn't saved, I'd have been.
I hear you.
I'd have been scared. I gotta take my break. I'm scared. No, I ain't doing that. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOB. The number is 347-945-5229. Local call. I'll probably pick you up when I come back. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
About a great doctor, Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley and read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life.
1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Fit family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I've got a friend of mine. She is, her name is Hayes Johnson. She's out of Detroit. She is one of my fellow colleagues in Ministry Alliance at Perfecting Church in Detroit, Michigan. And we've been having some conversation about the sitcom that's coming up on Cartoon Network, which is a Turner. Let me get this right. It's a Turner. Turner Broadcasting, okay. and she got in touch with me, and I said, hey, I'll dedicate some time to making this happen so that we can talk about this, because I'm enraged by a lot. I don't like it because of the spiritual connotation and the disrespect. I don't like it how they disrespected African Americans.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is just bad. What'd you say?
I was going to say, why not Black Buddha? That's funny. Why not black Hindu coming through the hood? Because they know better. Because the church has been silent long enough. Can
no
you
more.
Imagine a black Buddha going through the hood drinking 40 ounces? No, you couldn't imagine that. And trust me, the Asian community would not
black,
have allowed it.
They could have done a black Allah, too. You know, that would have been pretty good, especially right now.
Listen, but some more buildings would have failed. Some more buildings would have failed. They know better. And I think
that's
as a community, it's so important. We got to stop selling out for money.
There is another boycott going on from, and they're asking that you write a letter to Turner Broadcasting. And they're in Atlanta, Georgia. The phone number is 404-827-1700. It's still all in dealing with this Adult Slim channel, period.
Yeah.
Not just the Black Jesus, but the Adult Slim, the whole programming. Because it's all of all of it's blasphemous. All of it's bad. It's not good for our community. It's not for our station. It's not good for our for black or white.
Right.
It's not funny.
I agree.
Good morning, 831.
Hi, Tracy. Could you give that number one more time or an address? Turner Broadcasting.
Turner Broadcasting. Please. The address is 1 CNN Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30303.
Okay.
And the phone number is 404.
Okay.
827. 1700.
1700. And I want to do the zip one more time. 30303.
Okay, hold on just a second. 30303.
3033. And isn't that strange? It's 1 CNN.
It's in the CNN building in Atlanta. That's
okay.
Where Turner Broadcasting
okay.
is.
Okay.
Because remember, they are the parent company of this.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense to a lot of things then, doesn't it?
Yes, it
does. Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. You have to understand the media and the conglomerates, and again, it goes into desensitizing you and controlling your mind.
Because if you
images
can bring
have
down
power.
The deity, and Tracy, if you bring down the deity of Jesus Christ, if you bring down his lordship and who he is as God, there's a lot of things you can get done politically because you have just numbed and desensitized the believers. So homosexuality is no longer wrong because, Jesus is funny. Jesus is one of us. Jesus is one of the boys. He in the hood hanging out. Jesus
is
kicking it with us.
Yeah, this is the ultimate war on Christianity, as far as I'm concerned.
But let me say this: this is just a piece of the manifestation of it. This has been going on for quite some time. We've been saying it all along. You have to wake up and smell the coffee. There is a plan that's coming and is being enacted to desensitize you to the deity, so that you could have a coexistence, to make all gods one, and all gods are not one. There
that's
is
right.
but one Lord. And there is but one Lord, and there's only one true and living God. And you can only access him by Jesus Christ. And there is but no other name whereby men must be saved. So you can't lump Christianity, because Christianity is not a religion. And we need to comprehend that, understand that, and we don't. Hold on. Local call, your mic is on.
Miss Tracy?
Yes, Steve, good morning. As long as you don't bring up Jehovah's Witness, yes, you may. Hang up the phone, Steve.
Okay, Ms. Stacy, I'm not going to talk about that. What I was going to say is that, we do live in America, and America is about freedom, and we can't legislate morality onto people. Plus, I was watching Preachers of L.A. last night. And the minister, the one guy felt that the one man who is a minister was all in his personal business. Am I on the air, Mr.?
Yes, you are.
And he felt that he was all in his personal business, but he felt that the minister felt that it was his duty as a minister to tell him that if you are in the ministry, that you're supposed to set certain standards. And it was about him and this woman. They were living together, and they wasn't married. And plus, they had a child out of wedlock. So the guy, he got upset and angry about, well, you're all in my business. So the minister guy felt, well, that's my business to point that out to you because, you know, it's a standard. And even the other minister started talking, and he didn't want to hear that. Then they also got on him about the other man who was a prominent minister, and yet he had him, you know, he was supposed to have been married, and then I guess he was separated or divorced his wife, and he was with a woman for 16 years, yet they were trying to tell him, you know, you need to get married, and even the one pastor's wife pointed this out to them when they were at a tea gathering and stuff. So to make a long story short, a lot of times, you know, even the secular situation, fetus, and they say, boy, the religious people are no better and no different than we are.
Hold on, Steve. I'm gonna let Sister Haight answer that because I don't know if you saw it, Haight.
I kind of got lost in people with living together for 16 years.
Let me say this. What they did was they had a roundtable discussion last night on the Preachers of L.A. So I'm going to give you the recap. And Michelle Williams, who's a part of Destiny's Child.
Correct.
She was the moderator. She was the facilitator. And she had Bishop Gibson and Minister Haddon and you know, Gibson has been always, you know, about the Bible and saying this, and that's what he's been saying.
Correct.
And there was a time that they believed that Dietrich Haddon, they were talking about cohabitating and not being married.
Okay.
And Dietrich was trying to say that people can live together and not be sinning. And he was trying to say, because you don't know the circumstances of why they're living together, so just because you live in the same house with someone doesn't mean that you're fornicating. And Ron was saying, Bishop Gibson was saying, he said, well, there's A and B, but A and C, but there was a baby that came through this. So this baby that came through this, you know, something happened.
Right.
Who is that?
So Steve's question was what to me?
And so Steve's question is, he said the church, you know, because Steve is, he doesn't align, quote unquote, with the Jehovah Witness.
Mm-hmm.
But when we put our laundry out in the street like that,
mm-hmm.
and which, who's got their mic open in the outside in the wind? Because if you are, because your mic is open, and I need for you to go out to mute it. Thanks. So he's saying that, you know, we as the believers, we have these, quote-unquote, preachers in spotlight.
Correct.
And he's saying that we can't legislate morality. And this is a, quote-unquote, common theme of anything that is going wrong in society, that those of us who are believers, we don't have the right to say anything because it's truly not our business because everybody has their own path.
No.
And so why is it that we're so critical of some
mm-hmm.
and then
okay.
silent on others?
Well, when you take on the identity of being a disciple of Jesus Christ, you have to take it serious. See, many believe, the Bible says that the devil believes, but he trembles. So just being a believer does not qualify you as one who follows Jesus Christ. It's when you take on the status of disciple. Because now that I'm a disciple, I posture myself as a student. I posture myself as one who follows after the ordinance of God. There was commandments that Jesus gave us that we have to follow. And so it's not so much, and the beautiful thing that he started out by saying is that this is America, and we have freedom of speech. So that's the beautiful thing, that I have the freedom of speech to say, thus saith the Lord. And so, and that was the kind of thing we kind of came against when we were down in Ferndale ministering to over 3,000-4,000 homosexuals. But, you know, because we stayed down there for 8 hours, we ended up praying for 700 homosexuals, and over 100 of them gave their lives to the Lord. But you know what? Before then, Tracy, we used to just sit there and not say anything. Our salon is right down in the heart of Ferndale. We sat there for years and didn't say anything. And 1 year was like indignation. No, we're not going to sit here like Lot and his wife. So why am I saying all of that? We, to a certain degree, have a responsibility as disciples of Jesus Christ to continue to say what thus saith the Lord. And the Bible says, shun the very appearance of evil. So I don't care who's doing it. I don't care if it's a bishop. I don't care if it's a deacon or the guy that cuts the light out at the church at the end of the night. If he goes against the word of God, he goes against the word of God, and there's consequences. And we're not beating people up. I'm not saying, you know, God wants hell for you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But then there's a way out. But what you're not going to do is call that which is clean, unclean, and you're not going to say what's unholy. You're not going to make
it's
me
holy.
Digest it as if it is holy. That's where we're going to draw the line. Because, see, Moses at one point had to draw a line in the sand. In every dispensation, there has to be one who cries aloud, the loudest, without the fear of what men are going to do, what men are going to say. I can't conform to this world with the fear of man, because God says, if I fear man, then I'm a snare. He told me to fear the one that can put my soul and my body in hell. So the thing is, I can't, again, we can't be responsible. And I do, I apologize for all the foolishness that we have allowed to go on. Let me be the first. I just cut scandal off. I cut Grey's Anatomy off. Because it's like, they're going to shove adultery down your face. They're going to shove fornication down your face. But then when they start shoving homosexuality down my face, no, you're not going to do that. I'm not going to sit here and let this entertain me. So.
Go ahead. Because I'm South Carolina, I'm going to pull your mic up. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we just have to be responsible. When you take on the posture of a disciple, you have to take on the responsibilities of what thus saith the Lord.
South Carolina, your mic is on.
Well, I've been listening here for a while, Tracy, and it's kind of like you talked about it a couple of days ago, but I didn't pay any attention to it until.
See, what I'm saying, you don't pay attention to me.
No. You talked about the Black Jesus thing. I just hadn't gone to the website and watched the trailer there. And my question is, they can't be serious, right?
Oh, yeah, it's very serious.
They
that's a bad thing.
Can't
they
be serious about putting this on TV.
This is not a joke. This is not. You got to realize, I saw the trailer on TV. Not on the internet. I went and looked it up after I saw the trailer on TV, and it was by divine providence that I saw the trailer on TV, because I don't watch Adult Swim. I don't play with it. I don't watch Boondocks. I don't like Boondocks. I don't like what it represents.
And that's the worst part of it, Tracy. This is being marketed to kids and young adults for entertainment.
Absolutely.
The
brainwashing. Remember,
tell me, they gonna have Jesus pouring out, you know, pouring off the top for his homies, right?
They got an episode where they got Jesus turning water into whiskey. You gotta
and
understand.
Jesus in the hood, and Jesus in the hood looking for weed. He's looking for weed.
Do you understand what they're doing? It's making a mockery of the scriptures, which is the word, and then calling it Black Jesus. But yet when you see Black Jesus, hold on, Eric, when you see Black Jesus in a movie, they don't put him as black. You got to understand all of the ramifications that come with this.
That's good.
See, when you see Moses,
yeah.
they put a Black Jesus in it. But when they serious about something, you can't find a colored person nowhere in the movie. They got a movie coming out about the end times with Nicolas Cage. And you can't find black folk in it, but you can find him as a Black Jesus walking around in Los Angeles, California, acting crazy.
That's right.
You got to understand what they're doing, and you have to understand of our history. We have always been a God-fearing, spiritual people.
Yeah, a community.
That's how we got out of everything that we've been.
Yeah.
And right now they're trying to get our children for God. And right now they're trying to take the respect that we had for the Word of God and for God himself and for the deity and for Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, and they are trying to make a mockery of it so it will be of none effect in the future. Because if they take away your weapons, they take away your power. And your weapons is a word that you have in your heart when you become one with the Word. And what they're trying to do is tell you that the word that you have is none effect. So if you make a mockery of your weapon, then you don't have know how to use it. That's why we can't get nothing done in our communities. Because we don't pray no more. We don't believe no more. We don't come together and cultivate anymore as believers. That's why our communities look the way they do. And they've got to make sure that we squash it so that we do not go out and tell the word and tell them how to get free. Because freedom comes in Jesus Christ, and nothing else will make you free.
Right. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty.
There's
so
liberty.
People become bound when you disrespect and degrade Christ as God. And the thing is, remember in the Old Testament, Tracy, when the prophet wanted to curse the children of Israel, and every time he would open his mouth to curse them, he said, I can't because they're blessed. And he went back several times to have these people cursed at the behest of this king. But then he finally came back and said, well, you know what? I can't curse them. But what I'll tell you a secret about them is if you get them in fornication, in adultery, and get them in idolatry, you'll have God turn against them. So if we sit back and allow this foolishness to entertain us as a people, it will only cause more havoc in our community. And again, Tracy, I totally agree that this is a tactic in an agenda against the next generation.
And let me say this: I'm going to pull you up, Diva. We are living in times, and as we march forward in times, the world is going to be looking for a savior. It's going to be looking for the Word.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And as we come into a one world order, and you see it actually circling around to manifest, to pull itself together.
Yep.
What's happening is they're trying to make sure that they water down that which will make you alive.
Absolutely.
They need to keep you dead because only Jesus Christ gives life, and that more abundantly. And so they're trying to dissimulate and to separate and to make of none effect the Word of God in the people of God so that they will not use it for their advancement. Because as we see the world shaping itself into a new world order.
A new world order.
They do not need radical people actually preaching the truth with a capital T. Because the truth will set you free. It will make you free. And they don't need people that are free. They need people that are in bondage. And we need to understand what's coming, because we are, and as we lead up into this, and we're getting ready to go in the next segment, going to talk to Sister Gwen about eschatology, which means end times. You need to know where we are in the clock. And the clock is on the upswing. We're no longer waiting for the clock to start. It's already started.
No,
it's already gone through.
It's moving.
You see it. We are there, and we need to understand the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds. And if you don't understand how to pull down the stronghold, you will always be weak. Good morning, Diva.
Morning. You know, I like when you do these shows. I just wish you would bring back Heartbeat Tuesdays. But,
Diva, ask a question. I told you we can't do Heartbeat Tuesdays. We're on secular radio. Keep on going.
You could do it, but I just watched the trailer, and I'm going to reserve judgment until I see the first episode.
The first episode's not coming on if I have anything to say about it. They're going to stop that. They're not going to get there. We're going to shut that down before you. So I hope you see the trailer, because there's nothing that you can show me anywhere in the first episode
that.
And on to give. You can't show me nothing. Because I know that my Jesus don't turn water into whiskey. He don't say GD absolutely not.
He turned water
not.
Into wine. And they just put him in a...
Don't do that.
All they did was...
Okay. Don't do that. That's not safe. That's not safe for your mind to do that, to play with the scriptures like that. It's
asking
not
for
safe.
Weed.
It's not even.
Saying, where the,
yeah,
you say, where
it,
the weed
that's
at?
Not even. Yeah, that's just not safe. That's not even safe for your mind because, see, when you need peace, it's only Jesus Christ that's going to give you peace. And so then when you go against who God is as Jesus Christ manifested in the flesh, Emmanuel, God among us, and the enemy allows you to question the deity of who God really is and the miracles and what he actually did when he walked this earth, God is holy. Jesus is holy. And we got to see him as holy, and we got to stop allowing the world to dictate to us who God is and who he was to us at the altar. If you had a real experience with Jesus Christ and you say that you're saved, there's nothing inside of you that is not completely just appalled at this disgrace of what Hollywood is now turning around and going to shove this. You're not doing it on my watch. And so I would tell this young lady and anybody out there that's under 35 years old, Jesus is real, and he's not to be played with. And you got to keep him holy. You got to sanctify the Lord. You have. That is what kept Moses out of the promised land, is because he did not sanctify God before the people. So you don't want to miss your place when God comes back. You want to be in your place, and if you're the only one standing, then so be it. But you better learn how to stand for holiness. And sanctification is not an outfit. It's a lifestyle. So I'm not talking about the traditions of man, but I am talking about thus saith the Lord. What God calls clean, we call that clean. What God calls unholy, we call that unholy. We cannot tamper and dangle in the world and then run back and try to think we're going to be safe. Before you know it, the ark is going to be built, and the door is going to be shut, and the rain has begun to fall. So this is a warning. This is a warning. And I'm telling you, young lady, it's nothing to play with. Rather, he turned it to wine, to whiskey, or to Kool-Aid. The word of God says he turned it to wine. And that's it. That settles it, and that's all. Because if you compromise
exactly.
there, you begin to compromise other places. And that's not even doctrine. That's not even doctrinal issue.
So he turned the water into to basically manifest. Well, his time wasn't even to manifest at that moment, but he did what his mother asked of him. He was being obedient
Diva, we're not going to go into
this. Hold on, they put Jesus in the hood.
No, I don't have to hold on. I don't have to.
That's the thing that gets me, Tracy. You know, you can call me Uncle Tom, a sellout, a conservative, all you want, but you're not going to be able to endorse this garbage at the same time. I'm not going to let that happen.
He can't. No, I mean, there's no endorsement to this, and I don't think we understand the brevity of it, what it means.
Yeah, this,
there's
this
so
is serious.
Many,
under, this is serious.
There's so many underlying avenues of what this means, not only to the church, but we need to open up our eyes and ask God to allow us to see exactly what they're saying to us and what's coming our way. We need to really
That's right,
do that.
Because the enemy is talking. The enemy is talking.
Absolutely.
This is an agenda. The enemy don't do stuff just on the fly. See, a bullfrog that's sitting in hot water, they don't start them out in hot water. They start them out in lukewarm water and slowly cut it up. And before he knows it, he's boiling. And so what's been going on for years is that America's just been sitting here not saying anything. But the word of God says, if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves, seek his face, then he will heal our land. Our community, our black community, and not just the black community, but the whole United States. We need God to heal our land. We got to wake up out of this slumber.
Mm-hmm.
We got to wake up. We got to see the day that we live in, and we got to say, no, you're not going to do it. And you know what? Again, Tracy, at least we fought a good fight. We fought a good
fight.
That's
it. That's all you can do.
We all got to tally up at the end of the day, and we got to stand before the Lord for all the work that we did do. I can put in my journal, you know I tried. I went down fighting.
And I don't mind fighting for a cause.
On the behalf of a laugh?
No.
No.
It ain't that funny.
Who's God's enemy? Whoever God's enemies are, those are my enemies. And this is not funny. This is the enemy. This is the devil.
Not so blind, Mike. Your mic is on.
Hey, good morning, Tracy. I'm just listening.
Good morning, Mike.
I just, my heart aches over any religion being attacked. And what gets me is, does Ted Turner think, look, Ted, instead of making black Jesus, why don't you make black Muhammad and create that, you know.
They're not
going to
do that. You know they're not going to do that.
I know better.
No, of course not. Of course not, because, you know, because he doesn't have the guts to do something like that. I'd be really interested to see who the producers of this show were and what is their religious.
His name is Aaron McCruder,
mm-hmm.
and he's an executive producer, and he does Boondocks. They
mm-hmm.
also have Turner Network. They also have Georgia Peach.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about Adult Swim. It's the same. Uh-huh. You know, it's all in one. Ted Turner, the Turner Broadcasting Network, owns it all.
Uh-huh.
And they are actually a part of Time Warner.
Mm-hmm. When you have so many people, and this is what is getting me around the world, nobody is speaking out about all the atrocities committed against the Christians in the world.
That is true.
Nobody is speaking out about this. They're all worried about a couple of thousand illegals or whatever you call them down on the border, but nobody's talking about the hundreds of thousands of Christians who are being persecuted around the world. And you know, blasphemy is blasphemy. When somebody holds something dear, there is freedom of speech, Ted Turner. Yes, we understand that. But you know what, Ted? You're on the public media, and you have the responsibility to make sure that your freedom of speech is not hurtful, offensive, or denigrating to particular groups of people. Christians are not criminals, Ted Turner.
I don't think this has anything to do with. You got to understand. If they were afraid of offending anyone, because, you know, they're always talking about sensitivity, cultural sensitivity.
Yeah.
You got to understand, there's cultural sensitivity, and then there comes Christianity.
Yeah.
Believers. You know, just like you, when you opened up your conversation and you said that the Christians are being persecuted all across the globe.
Yeah.
And no one's reporting on it.
Yeah.
You got to understand, no one, you don't hear it on the news about the beheadedness of Christians and if they're not converting to Islam. You don't hear that.
Right.
I know. And that's why Ted Turner is gutless, because I'll tell you, if there was that 1% of Christians in the world that were militant the way the 1% of Muslims are, violently militant, Ted Turner's building would have been attacked. Ted Turner would be safe, and they wouldn't have the guts to do something like this. It's that the Christians are well documented. They live the life of Christ. They turn the other cheek all the time.
We have to do. And again, Sister Faith, give us your boycotts, because I'm almost done. Give us the Facebook page,
the petition,
and for your page.
Okay, sure. You can follow me. I'm on Facebook, and it'll lead you to the fan book page if you can't find it. I'm Haith, H-A-I-T-H, Haith, just like Faith with an H, Johnson. And if you see my last post, it'll lead you back to it's called Boycott Black Jesus Sitcom. And if you see the button, it says c.org. If you push that, that's a petition. And it's close to 1,000 people. When I first started, I think it was like 48 people or something that had signed it. Now we're close to 1,000 people. So it's building up momentum. Pastor John Hanna in Chicago has his congregation signing it. He's been tweeting and having people to retweet it and repost it. And, Tracy, let me just take this time out and say thank you so much for you having the courage to do this. No, I'm sure it is for you, but – it's easy for you because you've chosen to take on the posture of not being a wimp in these end times. And I just want to appreciate you for taking a topic that not everybody would have had the courage
mm-hmm.
to take on. So thank you so much for allowing us to voice and get this out there and let us know what we have to be responsible for. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, I love you so much. I'll be glad to see you guys. But this was easy. You know, it's that other stuff we talk about that's hard. I love
right,
you. Have
right.
a good day. I'll
love
talk to you
soon.
Listen,
okay,
I'm gonna get off here. I'm gonna take my break, and when I come back, we're gonna be talking with Gwen Morton. We're gonna be talking about end times and eschatology and where we are on the clock. We'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. Severe weather sweeping east has now caused several deaths. A possible twister hit a campground on Virginia's eastern shore this morning, says Charles Russell of WESR Radio.
Several trailers reported overturned. We have reports now of three fatalities, several injured.
Extreme heat in parts of the West, says ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z.
In Phoenix, extra hot. The temps soaring to 114, tying a record for the day.
It is unbearable.
It's like a sauna.
So hot, our ABC affiliate KNXV decided to forego an oven cooking chocolate chip cookies outside. But the hottest spot of the day goes to Thermal California, temps rocketing to 119 degrees.
French forces in Mali say they've detected the wreckage of an Air Algeria flight operated by Swift Air that vanished from radar on its way from West Africa to Algiers. 116 people on board, the wreckage spotted in a remote section of desert. The death toll keeps rising in the Gaza conflict. Palestinian officials say at least 15 people were killed when Israeli tank shells hit a compound housing a UN school. And just in, Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says he's resigning. Death penalty proponents or opponents speaking out after another botched execution, this time in Arizona. ABC News senior justice correspondent Pierre Thomas.
It should have taken about 10 minutes to execute Joseph Rudolph Woods using a controversial lethal cocktail of drugs. Instead, it took an hour and 57 minutes. So long that his attorneys filed an emergency appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court during his execution, claiming he was gasping and snorting, struggling to breathe.
He died before the appeal was denied. This is ABC News.
Okay, from the start.
Asparagus, cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, organically grown, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple. Sweet potato.
Papaya. Parsley. Peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry. Spinach. All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12. Count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
I was off all my prescription medications in the first 30 days.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge. 844-DR-BLACK.
Since I've been on Dr. Black Superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
844-DR-BLACK.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com or call us 844-DR-BLACK.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Scientists have a new way to search for life on other planets. Look for alien pollution.
If there are ETs somewhere out there, then they may be spewing the same sorts of bad things into their atmosphere as we are. And if that's the case, then astronomers say they should be able to look at a planet and pick up chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, the chemicals and solvents and aerosols that destroy the ozone layer. They plan on using the $8.7 billion James Webb Space Telescope, which NASA is scheduled to launch in 2018, to zero in on some planets and take a look. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sales of new homes plunged in June by just over 8%, a sign that real estate continues to be a soft spot in the economy. Robert Denk with the National Association of Home Builders.
The numbers are definitely a little disappointing. I think it's important to keep it in perspective. Part of the drop is from an abnormally high May figure.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600.
hope you have enjoyed yourselves as much as I have enjoyed being with you. I had the best time. Thank you so much. I really did. Thank you. Let me say it again then. One more song. One more song. Okay. Okay. I hope what we feel here tonight will never, ever be lost. I know that tonight is the beginning of a new age of understanding and hope for all of us. Please stand and sing this song with me. Would you please? It's the Battle Hymn of Republic. You know the words. I know you do. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning up his head.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on the WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. I've got a friend. Her name is Gwen Morton, and she is a woman who has a passion, and she studies eschatology. And eschatology is the Greek name for end times. And if you look at what's going on in the Middle East, if you look at what's going on in the news, what's going on with Russia, and if you look what's going on in our social society, if you look what's going on in our religious society, you will see that we have embarked upon a very dark time. And so I asked her to start coming on with me every fourth Thursday of the month to talk about eschatology and end times so that we can always understand where we are on the clock. We need to know what time it is. There was a song by Morris Day, and he said, "What time is it?" You need to know where we are in time. Now, if you are not a believer, you will learn something. If you are a believer, you will learn something new. But you need to know where we are. Good morning, Sister Gwen.
Good morning, Tracy, and all listeners.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Thank you, and thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for coming on, always. Always. It's always good to have you on. Tell me, Sister Gwen, I know everybody's calling you now saying, what's going on? Because, you know, we don't understand. We didn't study it. We didn't follow your lead and start studying it. Tell us, what in the world is going on?
So much Bible prophecy is being fulfilled so quickly that sometimes I can't even keep up. And I would like to interject what the scriptures tell us. We often use this scripture to get people to come to church. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. But if you continue that scripture, it says, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What day is that talking about? It's talking about the Lord's coming. Now, thank God for technology, because even though we can't come together as much from across the country, we can talk to each other about these last days, and we should, because it's our hope in spite of what we're seeing around us.
What's going on? What does all this mean?
Wow, where do I start? The Bible is made up of about 90% talking about the Jewish people that God chose to show the entire world, all the rest of the nations, all the rest of the people, that he is indeed God, and that by fulfilled Bible prophecy, we would know he's God. So all through the scriptures, we get the history of the Jewish people, their beginnings, what goes on in the middle, and what the end is, which culminates with the coming of the Lord to set up an earthly kingdom with the Jewish people reigning. And here we are, in the midst of what's happening, and I, and my fear, and it's hard for me even to say this, is that the church isn't paying attention to Israel. Israel is our time clock concerning what the Lord is doing in the earth, and we have all of these agendas, and they really just don't match up with what's going on. Look at what's going on in Israel. It's already written in the scriptures.
What is going on in Israel? I mean, we Israel's at war. You have the world is, and we know that Israel has not always been right.
Right.
We understand that, but Israel still is God's people in defined time and what the word says. And, you know, the world hates Israel. Everybody is coming up against Israel, including the United States. We are, right now, the United States is really not Israel's friend.
Absolutely.
Which scares me.
Right.
Because
you made a good point. You made a good point, if I can interject it in there. Israel is not always right. In fact, Israel is not right right now. The Lord tells us in Ezekiel that I'm bringing you back into your land, not for your sake, but for my name's sake. The Lord said he would bring them back in unbelief. The thing is, he's bringing them back, and we as Christians are supposed to support them and pray for them because God is going to restore them.
We had a conversation the other day, and it was about black people being the Jewish people. And you and I have had this conversation before. And I said, no, black people are not the Jewish people.
Right.
And can you explain that a little bit? Because I know you've heard that also.
So many times. Because we have been a persecuted people, black people tend to think they are the Jewish people. But there are certain things that qualify Jewishness based on the scriptures. One of them is a heart for Jerusalem. We don't want to go to Jerusalem. Number two, Jewish people, and there are some black Jews. Hey, wake up, people. There are Chinese Jews. There is a DNA that's in the Jewish people, and they know that they're Jews. And for some reason, many of them have been away from Israel, away from other Jews, yet they have a passion to keep the Sabbath. We black people don't do that. There's nothing pulling us to Jerusalem. There's nothing pulling us to follow the scriptures the way they were written for them. We are not the Jewish people, although there are black people that are Jewish. It's amazing with all the trouble that's going on. God has promised that he would put a spirit in the Jewish people that are going to be a part of the remnant, that they would, that their, what did he say, their tongue would stick to the roof of their mouth if they did not have a desire to be in Jerusalem. I don't have a desire right now to live in Jerusalem. Well, maybe I do, but I know that I will live there one day when Jesus is Messiah. We tend to look at our problems, black people, and say we must be the Jewish people, but we are not. We have our own set of persecutions, but that doesn't make us Jewish at all.
Netanyahu. Yes. You know, he sent out a plea, I'm going to say it was yesterday, and asking for the world to pray for Israel. And the time,
yes.
and you see Secretary of State Kerry going over there and trying to create a ceasefire. And then we have the four blood moons that we have been studying.
Mm.
And right now we've got two down and two to go. And you know that every time that the four blood moons come around, you know that there's going to be something that's going to be significant when it comes to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. The blood moons just is an amazing, and I urge people to go out and get the DVD. Rather than even reading the book, watch the DVD concerning what God has done over the years when there are blood moons. It amazes me, and all I can do is sit back and watch. But let's go to Netanyahu.
I love this man. It's funny, I was speaking to you, one of the pastors the other day about Netanyahu. I've been in his presence several years ago when he came to an end time prophecy conference years ago. And when this man got up to speak, I watched how after every sentence just about he called on an Old Testament scripture about the restoration of Israel. And I thought, when I was around him, there was, I felt that he wasn't anointed, but that there was an anointing around him. Of course, that pastor, and you know who I'm talking about,
yeah.
Tracy said, oh, yeah, he's anointed. There is an anointing about this man. He's pleading with the world to protect this democracy of people who the Palestinians actually are grateful for Israel, but they elected wicked Hamas, and Hamas would rather kill them, kill their own people to hurt Israel than to protect their own people. But that is the spirit of Islam. And I have said on your program before, Islam is an antichrist religion started back in Babylon. And the scriptures talk about two religions, the God of Israel and the Babylonian God. And Islam is the spirit of antichrist in action. And there are a lot of innocent Muslim people following this religion who are blinded by this religion, but Allah is not God. Allah is Satan, and all Netanyahu is doing is begging the nations to help them. Just yesterday, I understand that we cleared $47 million to help the Palestinians. In the United States, we're in trouble when we keep helping the opposite side. We're going against God, just as Zechariah 12 prophesied. All the nations of the world would gather against Jerusalem. We're watching it, and my cry is, wake up, church. We're really in the last days.
In a major way. In a major way.
Major. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it's a wake-up call. We have so many agendas, and I say this with tears because I love church. I love the church, but we're busy with our agenda thinking that God wants us to build great monuments and build great large churches and cathedrals and do all of these things, and it's all about us. When God has an agenda, he's got to wrap up the Bible and finish up all the prophecies. And it looks like it's happening in our day. Never before have there been so many prophecies fulfilled. And in Luke, Jesus says, when you see these things begin to happen, know that the generation that sees these things will not pass until all things are fulfilled. We got to wake up.
We were talking about, in the last segment, we were talking about the new sitcom Black Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah. And, and the silence. And then another caller called in and talked to us about Preachers of L.A., which was back on last night,
mm-hmm.
and the conversation that we watched.
Yes.
And how... When you have preachers who are not disputing the word of God in simple form, but just in practicality of principle, and the
yeah.
and the conversation that was going on, not about, I mean, I used to hear preachers preach, you know, have a discord about, do you baptize in Jesus' name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? credible, you know, argument.
Credible discussion.
Yes. Yes, you can do that. But we're talking about, do you live with somebody before you get married? Is it okay and is it not okay?
Why is that a conversation between preachers? Why would
right.
that
I mean,
be a conversation? It's last days.
We love ourselves. I mean, that's an easy conversation. I mean, you might do it, but you know it's wrong.
Right.
And see, that's what's going on right now when I look at end times. The Bible says you're called the good, bad, and the bad good. Yes. And if you look at what's going on
right now, what we're doing is that.
You've got a president who has shifted the whole conversation about morality.
Yes.
To where you come out and say anything that is against a certain sect of people, and you're demonized.
Yes.
Because we're not politically correct anymore.
Right.
But you have freedom of speech. And we don't say
anything, and
the church stays silent, and the people stay silent, and we become zombies in a world where we should be screaming loud and saying, hey, God is real.
Right.
You know, Jerusalem, at one time, I don't understand how you have people who support the Jewish, the administration, who are Jewish, yet he goes against the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Because he's Muslim. Sorry.
But you can't.
Totally believe that. I totally believe that this is a man who has a Muslim heart. I'll say that. I don't know that he practices his religion, but anytime our president makes a statement that the most beautiful sound that you can hear in the morning are the Muslim prayers. Now, let's think about that. Who are the Muslims praying to? They're praying to Allah. And I have seen the 99 descriptions of Allah. He's capricious. He is unknowable. He delights in having people die for him. Allah is definitely not God. And since Allah is this Muslim God, he says that he's greater than the Jewish and the people of the book God, the Jews and the Christians God. Who said that? Who said he's greater than God? Satan. And so we have a president who loves to hear prayers to Satan. And where's the church on that? You still support him?
Unbelievable. Absolutely.
Unbelievable.
Support him and think that everything he does is right, and we blame everything on race, and we won't go back and tell the truth to our constituents about what's really going on. How do you do this? And then we wonder what's going on with end times.
Exactly. And here's what I'm attacked with. He's the president of everybody in the United States. What does God say to leaders of countries? That blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord. We don't care who he's the president of. He has to stand for God, but he doesn't. He does not care about our God. He does not follow our, and he's not alone. I look at this world. I look at America and the way we're going in the name of right, including everything, including everyone, and still calling on God or this Jesus, who's not the same Jesus of my Bible, because the Jesus that Oprah and all of these people talk about have none of the attributes of my Jesus in the Bible. So there's another Jesus, but the church is quiet.
But we put them in our pulpits.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we celebrate them. And we celebrate their celebrity.
Right. Well, because we're lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. We think we're supposed to be happy. Happy, happy, happy. That isn't what the early church was. They had joy in their hearts because they were looking for the Savior. We're not looking. I had a girl tell me the other day, ooh, I'm not ready for the Lord. The Lord can return after we get older. I wouldn't say I want the Lord to return right now.
Oh,
and yet the Lord
is looking
forward to returning. That's so sad.
When you look at you know, when you talk about the evilness of Islam.
Yes.
And when you look at the brothers, Ishmael,
yes,
and Isaac. You've got two half brothers fighting over domain,
mm-hmm,
over promise. Because when you listen to the Islamic speak, they tell you that the Hebrews rewrote the word, but the promise was to Ishmael, not to Isaac.
Yeah.
And that's what they fight for.
Right. And yet they know better.
And it used to be that America was the witness to the reconciler, Jesus Christ, to bring unity, because all can come through the blood and be equalized and find atonement. You just got to come. So Jesus is the equalizer. Jesus is the way. And there's but one way, and if you come to the equalizer, you will get to the one true God, which will give you atonement so that you don't have to go through the gymnastics that they used to go through to get to God.
Wow.
And we don't look at that way in the church. And in these end times, we have this brother fighting, and America, where we have the ability to go out and preach the word of God and to live as we should and to stand for righteousness.
And what
love.
Do we do? We have TV shows that are full of foolishness. We're not witnessing. We're not doing it. One of the sad things to me is that I really understand having a form of godliness, but then actually ignoring or denying its power. We want church, but do we really want God's will? And God is trying to get to us, and sadly there's such a falling away from the faith because we're not preaching it. I want to stand on top of a mountain and say, guys, Jesus is coming. Please get ready. He's coming soon. He has to. Israel's about to go to a major war if this doesn't stop. I have on my iPhone the red alert. Every time a rocket drops, my phone sounds a siren, which causes me to pray for Israel. I actually have to put my phone on silent at night because it rings so much. During the day it rings, and I'm thinking, oh, God, can't we see what in the world makes people hate a nation that's smaller? The whole nation is smaller than the size of New Jersey, and yet all attention is on this nation. It is satanic because Satan knows Jesus is coming back to that little area of land. And Satan is doing everything he can to prevent that from happening. And the church doesn't understand. This is Jesus' hometown. This is where he's going to set up his earthly kingdom. We should be on our knees, having revivals, having prayer services, not only for Israel, but that people will be saved because Israel points to the end time. Bottom line, it's a salvation issue.
I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. Sister Gwen, hold on. Yes, when I come back, I'm going to take some calls. Will you take some calls, Sister Gwen?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back.
Here are some things you don't have to do to get the right car insurance at the right price from Safe Auto. You don't have to bundle. You don't have to keep switching. Safe Auto keeps it simple so you can get on with your life. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. TV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Do you find yourself constantly tired, or do you feel like your immune system is weak? Consider Super Immune Forte C1000 with bioflavonoids and Super D3.
These drugless prescriptions can be a perfect antidote to help you overcome these problems. Contact Mason Wellness Center at 330-219-6250 or visit our website at masonwellness.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
Not only for your support, I ask for your moral stance. I ask you to support Israel's right to defend itself and not to sanctify the idea that these brutal terrorists can attack a beleaguered democracy, can rocket our cities, can target millions of our people, can hide among their civilians and get away with it. Because if they can, you're next. And what message does it send to Al-Qaeda, to Boko Haram, to Hezbollah, to ISIS? What does it send? What kind of message does it send? What kind of moral message does it send when Israel is being condemned for doing what any democracy would legitimately do to defend itself? I ask you to stand with Israel because it is right. Because it is our right to defend ourselves. And it is our right to exercise that right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. A friend of mine, her name is Gwen Morton. She studies eschatology, and she's going to start coming on with me at least once a month and having a conversation about end times. I'm trying to get her to write a book, and so I'm going to say it out loud so I can maybe put some pressure on her, because it's something that is missing, and we need to take a clear-cut view and be objective about it to find out where we are, what we are, and go step by step as we walk through this process. Because if you look at the end and you look at the prophecy, they are coming to fruition every day. 440, your mic is on.
Yes, I wanted to say your guest is 100% correct in everything she has said. Everything she has said, she's spot on. And she knows who the real enemies are of God, Christ, and Israel. And I wanted to say something, and this has to do with the action that happened a day and a half ago. The Obama administration has given Qatar $11 billion. Qatar is the base for Hamas. You figure it out. Follow the money. Who is the enemy of Israel? That's who is funding Hamas. $11 billion we gave to Qatar in business deals, and they are the biggest supporters of Hamas. Figure it out.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
They're using our money. They're using our money to attack Israel. That's
right.
Great.
Right.
And your guest is right on. She's 100% right. I've not heard anybody on your show be more correct than her. Great guest. I just want to thank you for that. And you guys have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Eric, your mic is on.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sister, I feel the same way. I mean, you were spot on. I mean, and by the way, Tracy, didn't those five Taliban operatives we traded for that one guy go to Qatar as well?
Mm. Ooh, I didn't think about that.
Whose side is this president really on?
I did not think about that. I did not think. Exactly. I didn't put that together.
I kind of missed that one, too.
This happened.
Whose side is this president
after,
really?
This all happened after they went.
On?
No, hold on. This all happened after they went back home, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was good, Eric.
Wow. Amazing. I have such worries, and yet I know the Bible is true for our country, which was once a missionary country, once really loved and did so much. And now I've watched America become something else. And because I've always said that I could not really find America among the leading nations in the end times in the scripture, I'm watching the demise I never wanted to see. God is really, how can I say, he's not happy with the United States, and all I see for this country is judgment. We support Satan because we support the enemy of Israel, the nation God loves, the place where he says Jerusalem is the apple of his eye, and we are now turning on them. But people, it had to happen. When the elections happened in 2008, if I might say, when President Obama was reelected, I knew he would be reelected or it would be someone who would be against Israel. And so it couldn't have gone any other way, because God is not going to judge this nation if the leader's heart is toward him. Let me say that again. I believe this nation is on its way to judgment. God won't judge a nation whose leader fights for that nation to be right. Look what he did when Lot had to come out of Sodom. Lot kept looking to God for someone who would be righteous. We have unrighteous leaders, and this country is on its way down. That's heartbreaking because I love America.
Heartbreaking. That's scary. I'm trying to tell you, listen, Gwen, I like flushing toilets, flipping lights, and turning water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking for down. I'm not playing. I'm
right.
Like, no.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah?
I think it's pretty sad that Jerusalem is being destroyed because they can't defend themselves because their enemy are using innocent women and children as human shields. I mean, can you? That's just, I can't, wow.
Right.
Here they are.
Right. Now, Tracy, can I go to a part of this subject which also hurts me very much, but it has to happen, and it's toward Israel's good. The last days before the Lord's return and then the tribulation period is designed for Israel to turn back to him. So there will be a lot. Israel is only going to go through tribulation. It has to happen. they won't have peace. As much as Netanyahu cries for peace, there will be no peace in Israel until they cry. And in Hebrew, they will say, Baruch haba, Beshem Hadonai, which is, blessed is he, speaking of Jesus, who comes in the name of the Lord. Israel has turned their back on God. They're in a wicked state right now, but God is drawing them back so he can cleanse them. My prayer is, oh, God, remember that person over there that's about to be hit by a rocket. He could be yours. My prayer is for their restoration, because it will only be at the coming of the Messiah that Israel will know peace. We just have to keep praying for them and support them and speak out against what the enemies are doing to them. It would be bad for us to try to be against them to get them right. We have to fight for them. After all, Romans 11 tells us it is because of them that salvation came to us. So these are some troubled times, and sadly, they're not going to get better. Israel may go to an all-out war shortly. It will be to America's detriment if they don't stand with Israel, and I fear we won't.
I fear we won't. Not even with leadership change.
Not even. And if the Lord delays his coming to the next election, I already say we might as well say President-elect Hillary Clinton. We might as well say it.
God is not going to give another.
It would surprise me with the wickedness of America if God gave us a leader who has a heart toward him.
He's going to give the people
what they want.
No, we don't want that. I'm speaking for the
people.
The people
do. The nation does. This nation has turned its back on God. I like what J. Vernon McGee said 25 years ago. In the last days, hey, you and I, Tracy, we're going to become the enemy. People like the people that have called in, we will be the enemy of this country. And we, as Christians, may have to go underground for persecution, because this nation is getting more and more wicked. It's not turning back to God. It's not. It's just not happening.
Good.
My job and your job
is keep hope alive.
Here's what we have to do. Pull the lost out of the world and pull them into the kingdom, because this world is falling apart. This world is more and more wicked. This world is not our home. The only time this world will be our home is when Jesus comes and lands in Israel, and we will be in glorified bodies then. This world, like it is like a woman in labor, getting worse and worse. Earthquakes are increasing. Disease is increasing. Sin is increasing because Jesus is on his way back, and this world is not getting better. So my hope for America is that I can get as many people in America into the kingdom and make them stop loving the world. We can't love it. It's not ours. It's not ours.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's the truth.
I've lost
hope. It is the truth.
Yeah,
it's the truth. And you try to, my hope is built on nothing less.
And Jesus, he's
blood
our only
righteousness.
Hope.
That is my right. only hope. 267, your mic is on.
I just wanted to say that there are war crimes being committed by the Israelis and by the Palestinians as well, and that the Israelis are starting to shoot people who are non-combatants. And there happen to be certain rules of warfare that happen to be universal across the board, and there are ways to take out the enemy without going about to bombing hospitals and shooting at people who were ambulance workers, which is what which is probably the things that are occurring that shouldn't be occurring. And
but
most
man,
of the Israelis
war,
happen
they?
To be a majority of the Israelis are not the descendants of the people of the Old Testament. most of them are the descendants of the people who are the Khazars who came from Eastern Europe. So you basically have a state now that is starting that basically does not want to share power with any other ethnic group in the region. And that's the reason why you're seeing this war break out the way it is. But I also wanted to ask if you could also talk about the relationship that's going to happen between the Western world and the Vatican in the last days, because that's something that's not talked about, the power that the Vatican and the Pope is going to have in the last days.
Okay. Can I go back first, though, to your point, if I can answer regarding Israel and war crimes? And let me say, I never said that Israel were perfect people, but I want you to really understand what the media is not telling you because it's so biased. Here is what Hamas is doing. Hamas is the leader over the Palestinians. And by the way, there are no real Palestinians. They're from Jordan. Those people are mostly refugees from Jordan who want to kind of live in peace. Okay, but here's what's happening. They literally take their children and their women to these hospitals where they have planted rockets so that they can shoot the rockets at Israel. Rockets, there have been already over 2,400 in the last 2 weeks. They put their people there. Now, Israel has a choice. Hit the rockets and destroy them, which means those people that they've planted there to protect the rockets will die. Israel can destroy those rockets and protect their own people, or they literally warn the Palestinians every time they are about to hit a rocket where they have planted people. People, move. We're going to destroy your rockets. I have videos of those happening. People are filming that. They literally sound a siren for the Palestinians to leave where they're hitting the rockets, and the Palestinians would rather die for their God. You're dealing with a religion of people who believe it is an honor to die for their God when we have a God who died for us. So on that point, I disagree. Israel they literally have their hospital set up for the civilians of the Palestinians that are getting hit. Two-thirds of the country of Israel right now are in bomb shelters. And so I pray for the Palestinians that those people won't die, but we're dealing with a very, very evil regime. Okay? So on that point, okay?
Diva, your mic is on.
I'm just wondering, Sister Gwen, what exactly is your ministry?
You know,
your calling, basically, is what I'm asking.
To warn people of the times. I realize that God has given me this passion, and it started with, it was a one-on-one thing with me and him. I had a passion to know what the scriptures were really talking about. And I started realizing that this whole book, the Bible, is a telling of what the Lord is doing up until his return, from Calvary to his return. And I find myself in the middle of the end times. So I'm just a teacher of end times. I'm not special. I love the study of the end times because I know that the result, no matter what we go through, the result is Jesus really will come back to earth. Israel missed it the first time. I don't want people to miss it.
Let me say it this way, and Diva, you have to understand. Sister Gwen, how many? I met you at least 10 years ago, at least.
Yes, yes.
If not more. How long have you been studying this? Because you started studying it, and your passion came, and you've been sitting in the wings silently for years.
20 years, I would say, and I've been studying, and I have been sharing. I teach probably a month of Bible study a year at my church on end times, and have been for 20 years. I don't want my, and I thank God that my pastor understands that somebody needs to come forth and share. I love when pastors call me, and lately I've been getting pastor calls. Update me on what's going on. I know they have to concentrate on their weekly services and getting souls saved, but I appreciate when a pastor says, update me so I can tell my people. But it's time for all of us to just dig into the scriptures. It tells me our God is real. He says in Isaiah 46, all things are for his purpose. So everything that happens, he's the only one who can tell us the end from the beginning. And the Lord's word is true, and it validates it more and more every day when I see what's happening in the world. My cry is, people, let's be ready for his coming. That's my cry. The young man asked a question about the Pope, and I have always said that the Pope who is in office at the time of the tribulation period most likely will be the false prophet. And I've always said that Islam is the religion of the Satan, or the basis, the Babylonian religion is the basis of the end time one world religion. And there is such a merge between Islam and Catholicism and this Pope that we have in office right now that it's frightening to see it all coming together. We've got Bible-believing pastors going to meet with the Pope to bring about this unity, and that unity, people, is not of God. I'm very hurt at some of these Bible teachers, and I have to say it, the majority of them that just went over to visit the Pope last month were prosperity preachers. I say this because the teaching of prosperity keeps them from studying prophecy, which is two-thirds of the Bible.
And they did go. I saw that.
And they did go. And it was. And they did go. It is astounding that but then the very elect could just about be deceived. And these guys that are going out, they're deceived. I'm sorry. It is a deception to believe that Catholicism, Islam, and Christianity can work together. In fact, in Germany, they are building a huge, I don't know if you can call it a church, a Catholic, Islamic, Christian place where they can all meet together. Who do you think will be the dominant religion? Islam and Catholicism. We're in
ain't no way Christianity can be in that, because we can't play
true Christianity.
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
There's no way.
Not true
There's no
Christianity.
Way.
There's no
There's
way.
No way. There's no way I can play. I can't. What are we going to do?
You, ma'am, will probably have to go out. Like J. Vernon McGee said, in the last days, the true church will most likely have to go underground because they will be persecuted by the organized church. People are, our faith is getting shaky. It's scary. Just hold on to God's word, people. Hold on to God's word. He's true, he's right, and Jesus really is coming to rescue us.
Hey, Jeffrey, your mic is on.
Well, thanks for waiting until this late, but she's absolutely correct on that for sure, and I agree with you, sis. I appreciate you speaking. J. Vernon McGee said it. We are underground in many countries right now.
Wow.
The church I'm attached to goes to those underground churches and ministers.
Hey, Jeff, are you on a speakerphone?
Hold on. Okay, you hear me?
That's better.
Okay. Okay, yes, they're doing that. People don't understand the reason why they're attacking Christianity, because it's the only power of any people to overcome what is coming up on the earth. I believe, though, that parts of America will be attacked because there has to be a place, a land of Goshen, for the people of God until we are raptured. And so that's my only disagreement.
The rapture will blow it all out of the water, but I agree.
You agree?
I hear you. Yeah, and because it's the type and shadow. There's always Noah didn't get pulled out of there. He got put in an ark. The land of Goshen did not get totally, Egypt didn't get destroyed. Nobody died in Goshen, but they sure enough died in Egypt. Nobody got the plagues in Goshen, but they sure enough got them in Egypt. Understand, this church is going to start that Catholic church is going to end up like it started. It started by persecuting the saints, the true saints, and then replacing it with their own beliefs and pagan ideologies. Ooh. And it's going to end up doing the same thing. Wherever they go
now
in, they mix their religion
Jeff,
with the
slow down. Slow down, Jeff. Slow down, Jeff, because that was good. That was good because if you look at the beginning of the Catholic Church, which most people do not understand Catholic, like how the Catholic Church came into being.
Right.
Because remember, they destroyed the Christians so much to where they took away all of the readings of the Bible, changed the Bible, did everything that they wanted to do, and then put the Bible into a language that the people did not speak, and all they would do was go and listen to whatever the priest had to tell them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, they would beat into submission, don't forget. Because they were killing the believers, and taking the manuscripts and things like that from them. That's why you had very little manuscripts left of the church, and they were hiding them away from the invading forces of Rome.
Right.
And they did this stuff. It's crazy. It was crazy, but it's okay because God's got it all in hand. But thank you for this guest. And guests, I thank you. You're absolutely fantastic. And it's going to take us really teaching and standing up and telling
it. Goodbye, Jeff.
Many of us may be martyrs.
Say goodbye, Jeff. Gwen, I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you for having me.
I'm done with my day.
Say to the church, look up. Lift up your heads. Our redemption is drawing nigh. Thank you,
yes,
Tracy, for having me on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And who has what in the world? I love you. You're listening to Tracy and Friends on WSOM AM 600. I will be off. I got to go. I'll see you guys on tomorrow, and have a good evening, and take what we said at heart. And I pray God's blessing over everyone, that it will give you open your eyes and give you revelation of what you're seeing, whether it be about black Jesus, whether it be about your politics, whether it be about your politicians, and whether it be about the end times and what's going on in the Middle East. We'll see you. God bless you.
On News Talk 600, visit our website for more info about Tracy and Friends at www.
Well, I guess you decided to let everybody talk now. Thank you.